004, Simon Pei Tess. Simon Tzadik, I'm sorry. Simon Tzadik, Sif Tess Volf. This is a very fascinating halacha. Maybe we'll come up with the pshat in it as we learn it. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara gives a case, which seems to be a case of Gemilas Chesed. It says two people are in shul, and if you leave, you're going to leave that guy alone, and he's going to be scared, or the mazikim are going to come get him, and maybe he won't daven with kavana because he's scared. So, and if you leave him there alone, Tanya b'minyomen avishnayim shenichzu l'spal v'kodem echad mehem l'spal v'lohimten eschadero v'yotza, and he got scared, and he was scared, and he couldn't have kavana, I guess. So it's like mida connected mida. Your tefillos are also, not listened to, ignored. Lo older l'shigarim l'shchina tishtalik mi Yisrael v'yemhimten lo. So what happened here? It's really. And this is Paskin here in Sif Tezvav, and Nishar Adam Yechidi, Mispalel Beis HaKnesses, this one person left, so Shebesados, where there's Mazikim, or maybe it's dangerous, certainly in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, the Matzav could be that, he's on a plane, it could be dangerous, right, to be left alone in a shul, in a building. Or Afilu Beis HaKnesses Shebeir, but it's at night. The different Rishonim in the Sugi, if it's talking about only a Sadeh at night, or a Sadeh in the day, or a Beis Knesses Be'ir, anytime. Mechaber Paskins, Beis Knesses Sheba Sadeh at any time, a Beis Knesses Sheba'ir at night. Again, in those days, Mazikim were around. You can say it's scary, a person's alone. Shemus Balalim Belaila. Amit Filosarva, Shemus Balalim Belaila. Chayev, that goes on Beis Knesset Shebeir. So it's Beis Knesset Shebesodeh or Beis Knesset Shebeir and it's Ma'ariv. Chayev Chaveru Lahamten Lo Achi Yisayim Tfiloso Kedei Shlo Yisbalbil B'Tfiloso. Oh, so that's the pshat in the din. It's not just chesed, Estus. What is it doing? I've learned this Gemara many times. Like, what does it have to do with Hilchos Tfilo? It's like be a mensch. Be a mensch. That's all.
He doesn't say that he has to stay there when he goes back.
He has to stay there too. That's the point. Kadesh will use Baal the philosopher. In other words, even though if you learn the Gemara, it's like it's a question of being a mensch, doing chesed, not that. But the pshat is, you're responsible that the other person should have kavana. That's what you see from the way the Mechaber puts it. Kadeshla Yisbalbel B'Tfiloso. There are Rishonim that say he shouldn't get scared. Maybe that's what I'm Masugya. When you learn the Rishonim, some Rishonim just say he shouldn't get scared. But the way the Mechaber puts it down, it certainly belongs in Siman Tzadik, and it's a very nice idea. Boys, it's wonderful that you're playing, it's gavaldic, just do it on the other side of the door. Not in shul. Okay? So the point is, like, you're achroi for that person's kavana. That's a very nice idea. You have to see to it that the other person has kavana. Don't stare his kavana. And actually now, there will be other halachas and hilchos tefillah where you have a responsibility to see to it that you don't stare someone else's kavana. Here it's not just you shouldn't stare it, but you shouldn't be a factor in causing him to lack kavana. Okay? So that's why it's here in Siman Tzadik, because that's the point. V'yesh machmirin afilu b'yom u'beis ha'knesset shalonu shehem be'ir. Probably a midus chasidus. It's less of a chashash that he'll be mizbalbel. That's the point. The Amalek of Akoshus with Tachnunim, some people enjoy that. Ain't a Chayiv Lahamtin Lo. So the Lashon is Ain't a Chayiv Lahamtin Lo. There's also a question when that person came. The guys that always rush in late, and then they position themselves so that everybody has to be over the din of walking in front of the Mispalil. There's an art to that. thing that they're trained in a special school.
How would you know if you've married a Bakashi?
What?
How would you know if you've been married a Bakashi?
What do you mean?
It's not
Erev Yom Kippur Mincha, you know.
It's not Marek B'Tfilah, it's Marek B'Kashis.
Right. You know how long he always davens? He's enjoying himself. This is like the guy that parks himself in front of the door. Okay, Sif Tezvah, Mishnabur, Alamet Memches, Lahamtin. Tafka Nichlus Ubishave. You know, Aval Nichlus Yechidi. But if he came in, if he came late, ain chayiv lahamtin lo. But the Mishnah gives a rationale for that. It's not like, okay, so he's a wise guy. The Mishnah makes a cheshbon out of it. The chivin shiroyah shlo yuchel asayim imoim, the nichnas igloin milso shenem afache. He showed he doesn't care, because now he could have known the halacha, and he does care, but he figured you'll be stuck. And this, but we don't say that. But the Mishabura doesn't mean what he says, believe me. Mishabura means, the guy's a wise guy, just ignore him and go you. That's what he really means. He just put it in a nice way. Shayna Mufakir and this Yechidi. Miu Midus Chasidus Ulahamtanath Bechi Hai Gavna, which is true in my Pshat also. Just like in Hilchus Mechila, you find by Erev Yom Kippur that if the guy's a wise guy and he figures you'll be meichel him, so you don't have to be meichel him, but there's always a midas, almost always a midas chasidus to be meichel him anyway, so you have to put up with wise guys. That's the point of the halacha.
What's happening? This person's davening Shmoneh Esrei at the same time everyone else.
The guy ran into Mincha. No, Mincha Beis Tfilah. What's happening in the Sif or in the Mishnah Berurah's case?
No, I'm talking about in the
Sif itself.
In the Sif, it's Marv. And he's Marv.
And everybody left but you and him.
And he knows that you're still there?
I don't know if he knows.
He know that.
Right, he shouldn't know that. But
so then,
you do. You do. Just like you know when a Sefer falls, and we will learn a halacha, that if a Sefer falls, you're allowed to... How did you know the Sefer fell? You know that halacha, the famous halacha.
Right.
If you know the Sefer fell, it's Mavalbul Yakavon. How did you know? Tenses, you know. We're dealing with people. You're not supposed to know, but you know. And by the way, this only applies to the guy who's unlucky enough to be the next to the... This only applies to the guy who's unlucky enough to be the next to the last guy. Like, the third guy, he ran out of it. He ran out. But if the guy chugged in, you know, 10 minutes late, so that's, it's only a midas chasidus to wait for him. Okay. This halach is here. You want to say nowadays, people are not nisbalbo because there's no chashash mazikin. I don't know if it has to do with... No, nothing to do with that. We're talking about like you're afraid to be alone. I think it probably applies, you know. Okay, let's move on. It applies nowadays. Even though many Rishonim talk about Mazikin, certainly the Yesh Machmirim of the Ramah is without Mazikin. Because that's the point of the Yesh Machmirim, Afilu B'Yom, or Beis HaKnesses of Shalom, Shem B'Yom.
I want to try it again. Isn't the chashash that if you're davening without, if you're saying it Baal Peh, which is to be done, and you have Tiruf Das, you're not going to be able to be discovered in the words and remember the words. But if you have a sinner in front of you...
Isn't that... You're going to be scared. You won't be able to have proper Kavana. You're going to be looking around if Arabs are coming into the building. Scared. I mean, again, some Rishonim talk about Mazikin, some Rishonim talk about fear of Mazikin, and some Rishonim just say a psychological fear of being alone in a building. Tezayim. So Yisbabel here doesn't mean what you're... It means, plus, you won't have Kavana because you're scared. Ha'olech b'derech, now an important halacha. Tez Zion gives us the parameters of how much you have to be matriach to daven b'tzibur. Ha'olech b'derech. So the halacha is stated in the context of someone traveling. V'higia le'ir v'roitza lolum bo. Oh, I didn't have a marv yet. Oh, man. Im lefon of adalad milen. If he's not going out of his way, so then the shear is dalad milen. We'll assume right away, let's assume, like, I believe the consensus of Achronim, that it's a time factor, not a distance factor, a time factor. So if you're not going out of your way, then within 72 minutes of traveling, you have to keep traveling and go to a minyan. If you're not going out of your way, you go to the next exit on the interstate, whatever. 72 minutes, dalad milen, 72 minutes.
What's that mean, like going out of your way?
If you're not going out of your way. It's the way you're traveling anyway. But you want to stop already.
You're going to keep on going tomorrow.
You're going to go in that direction. You're not going out of your way. So then the shear is 72 minutes. Mokum and ad here means ad the ad b'chlal. Okay, so mokum. So there'll be a minyan there. If you keep traveling, you'll get to a town, and you pretty much know that there'll be a minyan somewhere, somehow. There'll be a minyan there. You'll make minyanim. You want to stop, and there'll be a minyan. 72 minutes. You have to go. Tzarech leilech l'shav. Ula'achrav or la'achorav. Right, where you're going out of your way, and tzedadin also. In other words, if you're going with tzedadin, you should have to figure out how much is out of your way, because you can go like northeast, or you can go off to the side. So you should have to make a cheshbon how much is out of your way. You have to go out of your way up to 18 minutes, but it's really up to 18 minutes there, and he's talking about 36 minutes really in Mechaber. Because it's Mechaber has you going back. So it's really 18 minutes there and 18 minutes back. So it's really 36 minutes. If you're not going there and back, but you're going, let's say, off to the side, so the cheshbon is really 36 minutes. L'achrav tzarech lachzor ad mil k'day l'spal b'tzibur l'spal b'yud. That's how important it is to daven with a minyan. Mishnah Brura, who had been baboker? You woke up in the morning and there's no minyan where you are. This is extremely, extremely common. People go on vacation and there's no minyan. There's a halacha that says if you're not going out of your way, so you have to travel quite a bit to go to a minyan. Who had been baboker and baderech halacha slafonu b'dalad milim yechmogam shemuspallam ba'asora yamten af shiagia sham. Don't daven the yechidus. Go to a minyan. So the Shara Tzion in Memalot says that, Kriyat Shema. He says, okay, because you have a right to say Kriyat Shema with the brachos, and then you saw Mezgulul Tfilah. So once you would miss Man Kriyat Shema, so you have a right to daven Kriyat Shema Bismana with the brachos and be so Mezgulul Tfilah. That's in the Sharat Tzion, Sifkat Memal. In Lefonov, Dafka Bahaderech Aholechas Lefonov, Shabalavoki Yisarech Lebesoif Lotzishov, Lelechshov, Abu Bitzdodin off to the side, Vina Kamala Acharov, but I'm hearing, just very logically, you have to make a cheshbon how much is out of your way. You have to see. Lelech Lishom. So again, because that's, you're not supposed to go yechidi b'derech. I don't know how much that applies to us. We travel at all hours of the night anyway. We have lights, we have fine between the garden, the kosov. Okay. I'm going to go to the Bederech and the Zamanoy Al-Sorah was following Mincha Chachachachachachachach Chachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach which is violated pretty much by big people also, is that you're not supposed to really daven mincha gedola. So let's assume that halacha for a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadim that if you're traveling and you get a minyan, so daven even mincha gedola, certainly l'chatchila. You don't have to wait for the more prime time of davening and then maybe not have a minyan and then maybe travel to a minyan. You have a minyan now, t'chaparayin, and you daven. Okay, that's from the perspective that you're not really supposed to daven l'chatchila mincha gedola. Ula'achrab, I am a sifkot na'kodim. Ba'ayeshev v'beiso, you're home. And you go, oh, I'm going to go to a minyan. Dino kibalachrab. So you're going out of your way. Right? You're not traveling anyway, anywhere. So you're going out of your way. How came, therefore, hador b'yishuv tochmil, l'mokam shemispalim ba'asora, tach leilek b'chol yom, you have to travel for 18 minutes there, and then 18 minutes back home. You have to go b'bokal ispalim ba'asora. I don't know if that applies to us nowadays. We travel like nothing at night. Maybe you have people now also that say they dislike very much driving at night. They try to avoid it whenever they can. And certainly back roads where it's dark. So maybe there's such a thing too. So besides that you're a Shachin Ra, maybe, like we had. So we had you a Shachin Ra. But here, it's another violation of this, in this Sif. Where you have to travel really far to make a minyan. So let's say you're in JFK, place. To travel to Farakaway. It's more than 18 minutes, rather. More than 18 minutes. Travel to the five towns, to Lawrence. What about if there's only a Suffolk, if there'll be a minion? So he brings down here the Horus on the bottom. In Suffolk, in Yeshem Yud, if there'll be a minion? I am Mishnah Berurah, Tzadik Beis, Shifkot Yud Zion. Misafik, you don't have to. If you're not sure, to say you don't have to travel there and start seeing if there's a minyan. If you know there's a minyan, you have to go. What? So also, you know.
You have to wait. You get there in 18 minutes and maybe wait an hour?
No. Okay, any questions? I see nobody here misses minyan ever. Wonderful. Yud Ches. Beis HaMedrash Kavua, this is... Okay, we'll take it slow. There's a lot of... Beis HaMedrash Kavua, Kodesh Reish from the Beis HaKnesses. That's a common... common misconception. Since there's a heter... a Beis Medrash for people who are learning there constantly to eat and drink there, sort of an Eis Lasis L'Hashem Eferet Torah Secha, to avoid Bittul Torah. So people think a Beis Medrash is more Kal than a Beis Knesses, but really we paskin a Beis Medrash is more Kadosh. A place of learning is more Kadosh than a place of davening. Beis Medrash Kabua Kadosh Yoser Bi Beis HaKnesses. Mitzvah is Bawel Bo Yosemi Beis HaKnesses. Now you might say that'll turn that into a Beis HaKnesses also. But it was made the place primarily of learning. So certainly you should pick there to daven more than in a shul. That's why we're so... That's why there's some... That's why we're working very hard that our makom here should be considered a beis medrash, not just a beis knesses. Bring it up to the higher level of being a beis medrash. So in the next few, it's already, I mean, I spoke out that we're building a beis medrash / beis knesses. Someone sitting here even suggested we change the name of the shul to beis Torah or Tefillah. Maybe we should have. We still could. Then, how will Yonah Avram feel? He gets pushed off. His name's not mentioned until after three words instead of after two words. But we're working on it more. Mitzvah Shem in the next few months. There's going to be a morning Seder here. There'll be people learning here in the morning and hopefully in the afternoon. There's very specific plans being drawn up. Besides the fact that that's the kind of makom we want, but it also impacts on the davening, as we're learning in this sif, that Beis HaMedrash Kavua Kaddish Yosef Beis HaKnesses U'mitzvah L'Sparol Bo Yosef Beis HaKnesses V'Hushi L'Sparol B'Yud. So the Mechaber paskins that it might trump Reivam Hadras Melech, but it doesn't trump davening with a minyan. That's the Mechaber. Hagor B'Yesh Omrim Tafilu B'Lo Yud Odifli is parallel the Mesa Medrish Hakavua Lo. It's without Yud, there's no Rabbim there. So this is where you learn, and it's Bene Amude Hechidabi Garsi, the Gemara says. But then the Ramah goes on to say, the Dafka Misha Taroso Umnoso. In other words, this is not an inyan of the Kedusha and the Mitzvah. It's not even for the Rabbin. It's for the Yochid. But here is Pashut a question. He doesn't have to stop what he's doing. Like he sits there a whole day and he learns. So he doesn't have to stop and go to a minyan. He could continue learning. That's what the Ramah is saying. Yeah. So that's why we say someone that doesn't seize his learning only for Dvarim Hechrechi Yamamish, so we say, so that might take precedence over davening with a minyan. But that's all. In other words, mitzad the din of Kaddish Yoser, so it's only of a yochid. It's for sure not that much Kaddish Yoser that you should daven without a minyan. But perhaps mitzad the bittul Torah angle, so that's why Dafka Tarasul Nasa. So then, it wouldn't really be negayat to us nowadays. I mean, the truth is, but it doesn't mean totally Tarasul Nasa. Because real super Tarasul Nasa doesn't have to daven at all. If you remember the Sugya and Shabbos, and even the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, real Tarasul Nasa, like Jim Ben Yochai, so they didn't daven. What? So it's a little darker. It doesn't mean that madrega of Tarosul Noso. It means Einam is bato b'lav ochi. It means he never wastes time and he doesn't want to bother. Tafilu ochi le'yagel atzmolasis came. It's not a good idea to do anyway because it's really like sort of we call it chel Hashem. So yomudu amayaris menu and they'll see it's not so important to have more dominion. Is batim beis haknesses. The course came for the same reason. Shlayasu b'torah beis haknesses. Zman shel tzibrom and tzlichos of chinos. This is the third time we've had that. Again, because it'll bring li dezilzul b'tfila on the part of the tzibur. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, katan nun hay. Oh, I'm sorry. I, by mistake, skipped the cotton yud zion. Yes, Mishnah Mishnah Mikolshkin Shloyash Gadam Leilach Meir Shem Salam Babir Am Yochad Odom Mchol Shchetz Obir Am Gadol. He shouldn't go away from a minyan. Vishloy Yitzorch Lelechas Yechidi Acher Hatfila. In other words, certainly, if you're going on a trip and you're going with Vara Rishus, so you shouldn't leave if there's a minyan in town and you're leaving early. You have to, unless, like I said, you have to catch a plane, and for those reasons, of course, so you're allowed to. You don't have to delay your trip till tomorrow if you have to go today in order to daven with a minyan. I don't even know why it's a chiddush in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer. Now, the Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer many times. It just means it's a halacha that was not said by the multitude of Rishonim, like one particular Rishon said a chiddush. So even if no one argues with him, the Mechaber will say Yesh Misha Omer. Here, I'm not even sure why it's a chiddush. Why it's a chiddush to say you shouldn't go away from the minyan? I don't know what the chiddush is at all. Unless the chiddush is the second half, that you could, if you'll have problems like being lacha sekidi, or getting where you're going, go to Yom Godol. Okay, that was Yud Zayin. What the Achrayim talk about, you know, you talk about this Koshkein in Sif Yud Zayin, the Achrayim talk about, and this happens all the time, if you're allowed to go somewhere where there's no minyan. Many times people go on vacation, they go backpacking, they go who knows where. They go to New Hampshire in the olden days, before other people went to New Hampshire also. And there's no minyan. Are you allowed to do that? Based on the two sifim we just learned, especially Sif Yud Zayin, more directly addresses that issue. You're going away from a place where they daven b'tzibur, and you're going to a place where you'll be forced to daven for a b'tzibur. So it's not poshut. It really requires a shayla, and again, the leniency comes if there's a good reason why you have to go. So if you have to go, you're going with dvar rishus. You start, you have to go, vacation, it's very important for me to get away. I'm going away with my wife, very important. But these are shailas that discuss. I wrote down some maramakaymas that discuss from the Achrayim based on these two sifim that we just learned. Can you go on vacation where there won't be a minyan? Okay. So nowadays we make a. I shouldn't say that. Certainly there's an minyan to never miss. You read these storybooks about people that were very, very careful never ever to miss davening with a minyan. They went to tremendous lengths to never miss davening with a minyan. It all comes from these two sifim, Sif Tezayin and Yud Zayin. Okay, Yud Ches goes back to the Beis HaMedrash. Pushi is followed by Yud. Vafilum Beis HaKnesh is Iker Roi Vam Hadras Melech. That's the basic Mechabes Halacha. Beis Medrash is Odif Mi Beis Knesses, even if there's a Roivam. But we're talking about someone that learns in the Beis Medrash. Uchadeshwa Yisbato Milimudo Leilach LeBeis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Brura learns that even the first Halacha of the Mechaber, where you're davening with a minion anyway, you're just missing out on a milus of Roivam, that also is Koruch in Bittul Torah. That's why that didn't exist. Not just you should pick a more ideal place to learn, but because presumably you're learning there, you're using the place. That's how the Mishnah Brura learns. Others learn a little differently. The Lashon HaMechaber is really not so much mashma like the Mishnah Brura. It says Kodesh Yoser, who mitzvah is followed by Yoser Beis HaKnesses. Not so much mashma like the Mishnah Brura that attributes the din to Bittul Torah. Okay, we'll stop here and. Yeah. Too much.